Schott said that Utah lawmakers are facing a deadline of Thursday at midnight when this year's session ends.
You know, it is scary that a number of these bills the lawmakers will be considering will only get one committee hearing. Sometimes a bill won't get any committee hearing as it's pushed through the process. And that's simply just a function of the fact that we have one of the shortest legislative sessions in the entire country at just 45 days. We have to be finished in 45 days. I remember a few years ago there was talk about possibly making a change to expand the legislative session to maybe 60 days, give lawmakers a little more time. But that really didn't go anywhere. And if you think about it, lawmakers really would wait until the last minute anyway.
In the frenzy of activity, the lawmakers and staffers often don't have time to consider the bills coming forth.
A lot of lawmakers will not really understand what they're voting on. They won't have time to have read the legislation, and they're going to be relying. And this is one of the little secrets about the legislature at this time. A lot of lawmakers are relying on lobbyists to tell them what the bills do and really to give them information on how to vote on those bills, simply because they don't have the time or the staff or the resources to consider every piece of legislation.
On the budget, the major decisions have been made by the Executive Appropriations Committee. Schott said education funding emerged in pretty good shape, at least for this year.
Lawmakers decided to fully fund the growth in education. That's something that they really haven't done much in the past few years because of the recession. Our revenues are rebounding, so lawmakers were able to fully fund the growth in the schools, but that doesn't make up for the growth of the past few years that they didn't fund. So we're still operating at a bit of a deficit, but it is a bit of a feel good where lawmakers were able to fully fund that growth. The STEM initiative, which is science and technology education, that's getting some money, but other than that, no new money for school programs.
On another topic, it looks like a statewide bill that forbade discrimination in employment and housing, including for reasons of sexual orientation, will not survive this session. Supporters were encouraged when the bill made it out of committee for the first time after five attempts, but Schott said they heard from sources over the weekend that it won't make it to the floor because agreement broke down between the LDS Church and Equality Utah.
The church wanted to include some kind of exemption in the bill for Utahns who have a serious moral objection or what's what they would call a religious conscience to helping gays or lesbians in employment or housing. So basically what the church wanted is they wanted an exemption for people who had a religious exemption or a moral objection to homosexuality. Say a landlord didn't want to rent to someone who is gay or lesbian, and they wanted to have that exemption in there. Equality Utah felt that adding that sort of exemption would open the floodgates for discrimination against gays and lesbians, and really it's almost impossible to write that kind of exemption into the bill. And so we've learned that unless something drastic happens over these next 4 days, this bill is basically dead for 2013.
Schott said it's also surprising that this year's session had several bills with constitutional notes. Less than 10, he said, but that's more than has been seen in recent years. A constitutional note reviews whether a bill passes muster with the Utah or U.S. constitutions. A couple of years ago, he said, legislators made it more difficult to put those notes on bills.
The reason they did that is a lot of bills would come out, they'd have a constitutional note, and lawmakers who didn't have a chance to study the bill, weren't in a committee hearing, they would automatically vote against any bill that had constitutional notes. So what did lawmakers do? They made it harder to put constitutional notes in there, and that would reduce the objections. Well, there are a number of bills this year. The one that pops to mind mainly is putting sales tax on Internet sales. Adding a sales tax to that. That has a rather lengthy constitutional note. Also, the bill that would basically make Utah's gun laws superior to the federal government's gun laws. That has a constitutional note that's actually longer than the bill itself.
Finally, our clocks just jumped ahead an hour this weekend, and Schott said although there have been proposals in the past to abolish daylight savings time, none emerged in this year's session.
There was talk about one being brought out, but the legislator who usually does that, his name is escaping me right now, I apologize, decided to abandon it. Usually that happens every once in a while, and it's just sort of a talk against government tyranny and telling us what to do with our clocks. It's really a silly issue, and it didn't really get very far this time.
Brian Schott from UtahPolicy.com. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.